Simon, you must be really delighted with your players.
Yeah, absolutely. Difficult place to come. Got some very talented players. But we stuck to a game plan that we've worked on for the last 4 or 5 days. That everybody who was asked to do certain jobs did them. And we played a little bit differently to what we've played already this season, with Adam just playing off Joan, like with a diamond in there with the three centre-halves, knowing that they'd have rotation in there, and we didn't mind it going out wide because we'd have the three big centre-halves. So the effort that players put in was unbelievable. The quality that we had at times when we passed it around was very good. The only thing missing really was sort of a little bit of clinical edge, which we've talked about many times this season, when we had chances, because we did have some good chances. I think when you look back, our keeper hasn't had a save to make, and their keeper's made some good saves.
You would not have known that that goalkeeper and back line hadn't played together before, would you?
No, because the understanding was very good, and the lads in front of Anders limited him to, not a shot on target. So, but when the ball came into the box, he came for things. He was very composed and calm, and obviously showed his huge amount of experience that he's had over the years. And I'm sure he enjoyed that tonight, because to come here and get a clean sheet against that team is very positive for everybody.
In terms of these three centre-backs and Callum Woods tonight as well, you've brought them all from League One to play in the Championship, and they've risen to this so many times this season, haven't they?
Well, they have. I think they thrive on it as well. I think somebody just said we've taken points off all the top six teams now, and they do enjoy testing themselves against good players. And again, you look tonight, they've got some good players, Derby. They pass it, they move it, and they're different style at times, but they stand up and be counted. Greg came from League One, theoretically, because that's where Bristol were last year as well. So the lads in midfield did what they needed to do, and certain football clubs have individuals and standout players, but we're a collective football club. We're a team. That's what we are. We work hard for each other. If somebody gets caught out of position, other players will fill in for them. And they love sort of working for each other, and that obviously speaks volumes for them.
If you're going to be ultra critical, was maybe the wrong decisions made a couple of times when you could have had an earlier attempt at goal?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just having that belief to finish off good opportunities, and it's things that we spoke about a lot of times this season, but top end of the pitch where it costs all the money, isn't it? And we do think that we need a little bit more pace up there to when we do come to places like that, hit teams on the counter-attack. But look, it's what it is. Give me a team of hard-working players every day of the week.
Can't fault Joe Garner and Adam Reach the yards that they covered tonight, can you?
No. As I said, Adam played slightly different because we knew that Thorne would be at the bottom of their midfield and he would be in around him, and we'd let other certain individuals in their team have it. And the rest of them would balance off. But we knew that when we got the ball, we'd have extra players in there and get the likes of Gallagher and Pearson and DJ on it, and ultimately then get it into Reach to drive at their back four. And we got into some good positions, but keeper made a couple of good saves early on. But we just didn't finish other things. But we're looking at things that on another day we could have conceded a lot more goals than we have tonight.
In terms of Pearson, a couple of games off for him now. He's had a tenacious whole season, hasn't he? 10 yellows.
Yeah, we knew that that was the case. He was on 9. I think the referee got the decision wrong in the first place. It was a foul on Garnes, and then it spilled over, and he's made a crunching tackle, and gives somebody else the opportunity. We've got a good squad. I see John Welsh left out the squad tonight through no fault of his own. It's just what we had available and what we decided to go with. So it's look forward to the game of the weekend and keep building on what we're doing so far.
Just lastly from me, you'd have taken that before kick-off, wouldn't you? Restrict them to nothing in terms of shots on target?
Yeah, look, we knew that they would come out as the first 10, 15 minutes, and we had to withstand that. But we also knew that as the game progressed, the crowd would get a little bit anxious and we would get a chance to play and we could actually get into some good positions. So I think we're disappointed that we've not finished a couple of opportunities again tonight, but ultimately we've kept a clean sheet and got another valuable point in our quest of survival in this division.